Cyclone Naga swept across Burma's Irrawaddy Delta in May 2008. It left 140,000 dead and over 2 million people displaced. Buildings were destroyed, rice fields devastated, and thousands of farm animals were lost. The loss was estimated at close to $4 billion. Burma's military government faced international criticism for not allowing the global donor community access to the most devastated regions. Eventually, Burma agreed to allow in aid through a tripartite core group with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations and the United Nations. ASEAN Secretary General Surin Pitsawan said Monday that in the future, ASEAN and the UN must work together to respond quickly to regional disasters.
We have agreed that next time around, when disaster strikes on the landscape of ASEAN, we will go to the field together from the very beginning to do the rapid assessment of the need, of the damage, and of the necessary actions that would be required for us to help relieve the suffering of the victims.
Surin spoke at a UN conference assessing the Naga's aid effort. The conference comes as Burma prepares for elections in November. Human rights groups say the vote is a sham to extend military control, since the military has been allocated a quarter of the seats in the new parliament. Thai newspapers have said that ahead of the election, Burma's military has claimed credit for much of the aid supplies and funds that come from overseas. Surin says Burma, also known as Myanmar, faces a critical test after the vote. The government must convince the world it will cooperate with donors.
If this Myanmar fails, then the world will certainly be very reluctant to continue to work and integrate Myanmar into the international community post-elections. So it is extremely critical, extremely important.
Nolene Hazer is the Executive Secretary of the UN Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific. At the conference, she said a faster response to Naga's could have saved more lives and reduced the damage. Hazer also said national governments and aid agencies must work as partners in disasters.
Leadership matters, and therefore the internal governance of the country is critical in order to build trust. And trust was built in terms of moving the Naga's agenda forward in terms of the tripartite core group. Secondly, partnership matters, and accountability matters as well. And here, the partnership with donors is critical.
UN officials say they received enough donations to help Burma right after Naga's hit, but that funding for long-term rebuilding and development has proven a more difficult challenge. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.